Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life with me, Oli Bocheng Mot. South Africa's official unemployment rate stands at 34.4%, representing 7.8 million jobless people, many of whom are now asking, well, what is government doing to alleviate the scourge of unemployment, youth unemployment in particular? Now, in comes the presidential employment stimulus, which is now in its second phase and is supporting social employment as part of its portfolio of interventions to create jobs and support livelihoods. The Social Employment Fund has now been launched under the Presidential Employment Stimulus. And tonight, I'm speaking to project manager at the Social Employment Fund falling under the Industrial Development Corporation, Bhavanesh Prabhu. Good evening, Bhavanesh.
Evening, Oliver King, and glad to be here.
Awesome. Just tell us, you know, what is the Social Employment Fund? How different is it from other existing initiatives that are meant to curb unemployment?
Thanks. So, look, I think firstly, it's a very cool initiative and represents quite fresh and creative thinking to the huge problem we have in South Africa with unemployment. So, as part of government's broader economic recovery strategy, we have something called the President's Employment Stimulus, which is currently in its second phase. The Social Employment Fund is one of these initiatives within the stimulus. So it's an important arrangement between the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, who are championing the strategy, and the IDC as an experienced fund manager. Basically, it's to create work programs that serve the common good in communities. That's the crux of it. So how do we empower existing organizations which are doing good in communities to continue to do good, but at the same time to scale up the employment?
Why social employment and how does social employment work?
So the concept of social employment, it's quite different from traditional public employment programs, which, you know, are run by the state. Social employment really recognizes the role of community organizations and, in essence, non-state actors who are creating forms of work that serve the common good on the ground. It's pretty much a whole of society approach. You know your community best, you know your people best, you know what's good for you and your society. And it's, you know, it's really a ground up way of looking at creating employment within communities and within regions and within the economy as a whole.
Bhavanesh, how many jobs do you plan to create and what is the rand value of this project and how long will these jobs last?
Thanks. So the Social Employment Fund has a total fund allocation of 800 million rands, and these are expected to create at least 50,000 temporary jobs. So the work opportunities under the fund are going to be part-time. So this means that more people can participate and more participants can be employed and secure income for longer. It also gives the participants time to develop skills, structure, and networks along with, you know, the participation within work. Participants are going to work for an average of 2 days a week, and we want to encourage the private sector and the donor community to support these organizations. So this will encourage and enable these participants to be paid for more days in the week.
In practice, how many organizations can you fund, and how will you ensure that the funds are being used properly?
So of the total allocation that we are giving out to our implementing partners, no less than 80% of these funds are going to be allocated to wages. So, you know, at least 80% of all monies that we give out to our contracted implementing agents have to be used on wages. It's important to note, I think, in this space that sometimes management fees are quite exorbitant. So we are going to be keeping an eye on these to make sure that the greatest bang for buck is reached with our rands.
What is the criteria for organizations that want to participate and help create jobs via this project?
So I think firstly, as an organization that wants to apply here, you have to be involved in some sort of work that serves the common good, you know, and have a track record of community-based work. Over and above this, you have to demonstrate that you can create employment opportunities to employ at least 1,000 participants at a temporary level over the next 9 months, and you'll have up to 3 months to ramp up to this level. Now, I think the question will be raised is, you know, does this exclude a small kind of social enterprise which is manned by two or three people and, you know, isn't able to kind of hit these numbers. We aren't discouraging these smaller organizations from applying. Rather, what we're saying is work together, collaborate, and form partnerships so you can get to these levels that we require.
Avinash, when it comes to job creation, sustainability is crucial. Once the project has ended, are there any future plans?
Sure. So I think the fund's also expected to provide other benefits. The participants or the workers within the fund are going to have good work experience, they're going to have excellent skills, and they're going to have something that they can put on their CV, which overall improves their chances of securing further employment down the line.
Well, how does one apply, just to get some details, and how can one then access some assistance at the Social Employment Fund?
So I think all our details are on our website. So it's www.idc.co.za/SEF. There's an application form which is quite succinct and concise. You download the application form and you fill it out. We've got our terms of reference on our site as well as a list of frequently asked questions. It's important to note that applications close on the 8th of December. So we really are calling on our South Africans to come forward with creative proposals for us and really action things which are going to serve the community best.
And that was Bhavanesh Prabhu. He's a project manager at the Social Employment Fund falling under the Industrial Development Corporation. Remember, if you are seeking information on how you can participate in the project that he was discussing that falls under SEF, you can visit www.idc.co.za/SEF. This conversation will be available for re-listening on OFM's website. That's ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.